James Ross joins us now from the Australian Turf Club in our van here at Randwick. James, the crowd's coming in, the rain has gone, so we're going to sit back and enjoy some great racing today.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. Good morning. Look, a huge day of racing here. Obviously, the three Group 1s, Epsom, Metropolitan and Flight. So, you know, one of the major days of spring racing. And I think we've got, you know, people around the country and even New Zealand, you know, with huge interest around Tiakau Shark in the Epsom. But, yeah, I think it'll be a massive day of racing.
It will be. I wanted to grab you for a few minutes regarding the Golden Eagle and some other snippets. Aidan O'Brien texted me overnight saying that Never No More is in quarantine now to come to Sydney to hopefully run in the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We had three Golden Eagle contenders go into quarantine on Thursday. We got Never No More for Aidan O'Brien, who's a horse with a fantastic profile. He ran second in the Park Stakes last time in a Group 2 behind Sir Dancelot. He probably would have been one of the favoured horses for the French Guineas, but just missed a bit of work throughout the middle of the year. So he's got an exciting profile. He'll be joined by a horse called Antilles, who ran third in a Group 3 last Friday in Ireland. He's aiming at a new race we've got, the Rosehill Gold Cup, which is for $500,000. So, yeah, we've got some exciting horses. Beat Le Bon for champion trainer Richard Hannon. He was fifth in the Celebration Mile last time at Newmarket. So he's a really hardy horse and a horse with a profile that I like. And another horse called I Am Superman for a younger trainer in Ireland called Michael O'Callaghan. And he was third in a Group 3 at the Curra last time, Leopardstown. So I think he's got an exciting profile. He's got form around Mad Moon. So yeah, we're excited to bring a bunch of horses in year one. It's always a challenge to attract international participation in year one. So,
well, Beat Le Bon is number 14 in the order of entry, so it certainly, if everything goes to plan, it's going to get a run. Aidan O'Brien's horse that I mentioned. It's number 17. The 16 going to run, but you'd feel there's going to be a few that'll be in Melbourne and things like that. So you'd think, and then the other one you mentioned there, I'm a Superman. They're aware of where they sit in the order of entry.
I think so, and we'll have a backup plan for I Am Superman. He could very well run in our newly created race over 1300 metres, the Redzel Stakes. For $1 million, so he's got an ideal backup plan there.
Yeah, but it's a thrill to have three internationals in quarantine to come to Sydney for the Golden Eagle to be run on November 2. And I know you've been out there with 10 Sovereigns, seeing some vision yesterday at a decent gallop there at Canterbury.
Yeah, fantastic first piece of work for 10 Sovereigns. He's arrived, you know, in great shape. He had that run at York in August, so he's very fit stepping off the plane. Worked over 1,100 metres at Canterbury, and he'll have a couple of more key pieces of work. But that horse is very fit, and I think from a travelling perspective, he's the highest rated sprinter ever to come to Australia. And, you know, apart from the retirements of horses like Blue Point, you know, he's one of Europe's finest. So I think we'll see a really, really competitive run from him this
year. And the one thing is, you know, like they've been talking about it, that they just don't want the conditions that we had last week. So they don't want to wake up like this morning in a fortnight's time.
Look, that's right. I always give a couple of points difference in terms of categories. So it would have to be extremely wet for them not to run. But yeah, I think he'll really acquit himself well. And these horses, you know, by no name ever, they're looking for top of the ground. So I think they've, you know, learned a lot from last year, doing a few things differently. But Aidan's, you know, a fantastic trainer. Andrew Murphy, who's out with the horse, has been out before. And, you know, Coolmore all round have been supporting the Everest concept since year one. So they've been identifying the right type of horses. So a lot of planning's gone into this one. So I really hope for a result.
Yeah, let's hope so. We might have to pop out the week of the Tab Everest and do a show out there for the radio audience to learn a bit more about him. Because I guess the weather's the key. But I will say that our good four is a lot different to the tracks that they normally would rate in Ireland or England.
Yes, that's right. As I say, I allow a couple of track rating points difference when, you know, they're talking a slow, you know, in that language, that's well and truly our heavy. Yeah. So yeah, it'd take a bit of bad luck if we were to have a...
Surely we're due. I'll cop rain next week if it gives us fine the week after. We are due to have a fine day. Hey, good news with the Golden Eagle. So three horses into quarantine there. And then another horse from Aidan O'Brien's being set towards the new race, the Rosehill Gold Cup. So it's great stuff heading towards the next few weeks. Bring it on today, but excited about next week and the Everest and everything else that's going to unfold.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Andrew. Spring Champion, Silver Eagle next week, the Everest, the Bondi, into the Golden Eagle, and then the Golden Gift. So there's a lot of good races.
Yeah, there are. They're all substantial prize money races. Thanks for dropping in, James. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, Andrew.